We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We bring in now our fantasy football guy, and that's Paul Charchian from LeagueSafe.com, LeagueSafePost.com, and Fanball.com. Charge, how you been, man?
Let me tell you, the Pabst Theater is a special, special venue. Holy cow. I had a great evening last week in Milwaukee, and what a fantastic place.
Yeah, I heard you made it down. Away. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yep, I loved it. Absolutely loved it.
I know we've only got you for a segment here, but I got to ask. Yeah. I mean, when you talk about wide receivers, how fast is Devontae Adams closing the ranks?
Oh, he's great. And you know, right now, we've been talking about it here in Minnesota, and it should be a talker for you, too, because Xavier Rhodes might be the best cornerback in football, and he is just obliterating all of these great number ones that he's seen all year long. So if you're the Vikings, knowing that you can effectively shut down almost any receiver at any style, he doesn't go into the slot, but other than that, who would you put him on, Jordy Nelson or Devontae Adams? If you're the Vikings, you're going to take one of them away. Who is more important to take away?
Well, I think you take away Jordy. I mean, Jordy's the guy that's got the symbiotic relationship with Aaron Rodgers. I mean, that's the go-to guy. Now, everybody else, I mean, it's a tough question because Devontae Adams is younger, has a little more speed, but Jordy's just got that knowledge and just runs such incredible routes.
But Devontae Adams is your team leader in every category. He gets more targets, more receptions. I mean, everything but touchdowns, basically. Mm-hmm. So I feel like, you know, if I can take the guy that you throw to the most, who catches the most for the most yards, and take him away, maybe that's more important. I don't know. I really don't know. In the past, Xavier Rhodes has been on Jordy Nelson, but not always. And so this is one of the few times I really don't have a great sense. I think he's going to line this one up, and how the Packers might decide to go at it. But here's what I do know is if it's anybody on Xavier Rhodes, it's pretty much lights out, because he's done it to Antonio Brown and Mike Evans and just a litany of just great receivers this year. And, you know, somebody's sitting on a bad game. I don't yet know if it's Jordy or to your point, you think it probably will be, or if it's going to be Adams. But yeah, they're both obviously very good. They're both, whoever doesn't get Jordy, sitting on a really good game against Trey Wayne. I can tell you that much for sure.
Let's get the phone calls. Jim's in Greendale. Jim, you got a question for Paul Charchian. Shoot.
Hey, Paul, who do you like better this week at tight end, Hunter Henry or Jordan Reed?
I like Hunter Henry a lot this week. You know, Jordan Reed, no touchdowns. He's always hurt. He's hurt right now. He's got chest and knee and foot injuries, and that's coming out of a bye week. He's my number 11 tight end. Hunter Henry I like a lot better up at number 5. They're making that transition from Antonio Gates to Hunter Henry, and Henry has touchdowns in each of the last two games. And he scored in both games last season against the Raiders, this week's opponent.
There you have it. John, let's go to John in Green Bay on WNFL. John, how you doing?
Good, good. Hello there. It's a standard league. I'm starting Doug Martin. I need one spot to fill between Christian McCaffrey, Carlos Hyde, or Jerick McKinnon. And I'm puzzled what to do.
Yeah, not, you know, frankly, I don't like any of them this week. And so I hesitate to recommend any of them, but of the bunch, the one that I've got the highest is Jerick McKinnon. At least we got the 58-yard touchdown run last week. But other than that long touchdown, he averaged 2.4 yards per carry. But right now, he's the focus of the Vikings' running attack, as much as of an attack as it is. So we'll try Jerick McKinnon. But honestly, I don't love him.
This one's from Ziggy, who says, trade question: Julio Jones and Crowell for Gurley and Agholor? Question mark.
Yeah, Julio Jones, it's really pretty much Julio Jones for Gurley. The other guys are just sort of throw into this deal, and frankly, I'd rather have Gurley. He's been fantastic, and I love him this week. I've got him graded out as a 10 out of 10 matchup against the Jaguars, the worst run defense in the league by yardage allowed, worst run defense by Football Outsiders, and here comes Todd Gurley, who's got, you know, the most touchdowns in the NFL for any running back, and it's a mouth-watering matchup for Todd Gurley, so I love it. Speaking of which, you know, he goes up against Jacksonville. you know, Pittsburgh went up against Jacksonville last week, and here they've got Le'Veon Bell, and Jacksonville's the number one pass defense. So what do? They threw Ben Roethlisberger's arm out of socket in that game, and they re-rolls up five interceptions, one of the worst called games in memory.
This is an interesting one. I was going to ask you this, but Ken asks the question, should I start Adrian Peterson in a PPR league or Aaron Jones?
Well, tell me if you think I'm wrong, but I think it's the switch is happening right now. I think if you're a Ty Montgomery owner, you just sweat bullets now, because I thought Jones looked fantastic as the starter last week. He's bigger than Montgomery, and he runs harder. He showed a lot of speed. I thought he might be a step slower than what I saw. Jones was just punishing Dallas defenders down the stretch in that game. And even if Montgomery comes back for this week's game, and it sounds like he's practicing enough that he probably will, Jones is going to be the starter. He's going to get most of the work. If there are goal line opportunities, not that your team ever runs at the goal line, but if they do, it'll still be Jones. And so I think Montgomery from this point forward relegated to a change of pace role going forward. What do you think? Do you think, if anybody's going to know, it's going to be you. Do you think I'm right?
I would say, yeah. I said Aaron Jones take the stats away, just to the eyeball test. Yeah. Jump cut, following the blocks. If the hole didn't open up, knew when to bust it outside. If not, he knew when to plow through the hole, hit the hole quicker. Just from the eyeball test, he looked like a running back.
I totally agree. And, you know, I don't have the stat perfectly correct, but I think Jones had 3 carries of more than 9 yards, and Montgomery hadn't had any this year. The whole thing felt so much better with Jones. It just felt like the right fit. And so I think if I'm a Ty Montgomery owner, I'm selling now and trying to get what I can get out of it, or trying to acquire Aaron Jones as cheaply as I can at this point before everybody else figures out that this is his job the rest of the way.
Mark says, with the injury to Tom Brady, should I start Carson Wentz instead?
No, I'm not. No, Brady's going to go. You know the bit on Brady. He's, you know, the midweek stuff. He misses tons of practices midweek as they always show a lot of caution with him. But, you know, long week off, I'm really not worried about Brady at all. And I like Wentz, too. He's my number 9 quarterback. But Brady's my number 3 against the Jets. So it's a really nice opportunity.
This one is from Jacob, who says, Jay Cutler or anyone who starts for the 49ers. Why he asks, I don't know, because if that's your 2 starting quarterback sets, I think you pick some losers, but nevertheless.
Well, no, Brian, I actually like Brian Hoyer this week. You know, against bad secondaries, he does well. When he played the Rams and the Colts, he averaged 342 yards and a couple of touchdown passes against those teams. Now he gets the Redskins, which is normally a decent secondary, but they don't have Josh Norman. So I think that really knocks this secondary down to being pretty subpar. So I actually kind of like Brian Hoyer, my number 20 quarterback this week.
You've got one more question here. Devonta Freeman who'd he say, Elijah McGuire?
Don't feel bad if you don't know the Jets' third-string running back, but Elijah McGuire is going to get most of the work this week because we feel pretty confident Bilal Powell's not going to go.
Yeah, I saw that.
Matt Forte's not going to go. So, and it's a pretty good matchup because he goes up against the Patriots. Patriots give up the most total yards to running back. So it sounds on the face to be completely ridiculous, but the matchups make it feel a little bit better. Still, we're starting Freeman, who's just a top 10 running back every week, and he's my number 8 running back this week. He goes up against Miami. He's coming off an 80-yard, 1 touchdown game against a very good Buffalo, better Buffalo run defense last week. Freeman.
There you have it. Charge, good stuff as always, and we certainly appreciate you swinging by, buddy. I know you got to run this week early,
so have at it. We'll do it. We'll talk more next week. Thanks.
All right, buddy. Talk to you later. There you go. Paul Charchian from LeagueSafe.com, LeagueSafePost.com, and Fanball.com. Taking your fantasy football questions for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.